Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigating Your 20s. This is your host Scott Rockman, and I am back for another episode about friendship. So if you haven't checked out episode 4, I highly suggest you do so, but in my conversation with Spud, he would sprinkle in so much life advice about friendships, and I wish that I had said more during the moment while we were recording, but after listening to the footage, there's so much that I want to say. So this episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to play a bunch of clips from Spud, and I'm going to add my own insight after the fact. There is so much to unpack here, and I hope that you all enjoy.
You know, oftentimes we have this mentality, I think, where when we listen to folks, we're really trying to listen to win rather than listen to understand. And so listening to win is like somebody sharing a concern or a trip that they just got back from or whatever it might be. And we tend to respond of like, hey, I've been to that place too, or I've felt this thing too. And we very quickly like take the conversation away from the person we're listening to and we put it on us, right? We try to make the conversation about us. Like we try to form some connection, but that idea of listening to win, to like take the conversation back from someone rather than simply listening to understand.
So I absolutely love the concept of listening to win versus listening to understand. And I think the important thing here is a lot of the time there isn't malicious intent, right? We aren't trying to hijack the conversation. But I'm sure many of you know someone where you tell them a story and they immediately one-up you. And it doesn't feel great. It feels like you're not being heard. It feels like it's a competition. And it just sucks in friendships. And some people aren't aware that they do that, and some people might realize after the fact and be regretful. But I think the important thing here is it's all about timing. Sometimes when you're trying to build camaraderie with someone or establish that you have a mutual interest, you do so by interrupting them, or maybe you add something that you also have experienced, but you do so at the wrong time, and that can be problematic. And also, if you think about arguments too, if you're in a fight with someone, it could even be a relationship. Sometimes we have a tendency to immediately cut someone off and try and establish that our viewpoint is superior to theirs or they have a wrong read on something. And sometimes we can't fully respond to someone until we allow them to get their thought out or ask follow-up questions in order to better understand where they're coming from. So especially when you're having a difficult conversation, whether it's an argument or just something that's tough to talk about with someone, giving them the respect to have their viewpoint fully heard and asking follow-up questions to better understand where they're coming from before we immediately jump to judgment can be so beneficial and can help foster healthy relationships. Okay, so for the second clip that I'm going to play, Spud was talking about an email that he received from a friend, which to me sounded like a breakup, and it was so interesting in the way that she communicated her desire to no longer be a part of his friend group. And honestly, this definitely caught me off guard when he first was talking about it, but after thinking about it, there's a lot of takeaways about how we communicate with friendships and what happens when we outgrow each other.
I'm a big believer that you need to kind of sometimes cut ties with those things that hold you to a past persona or a past version of yourself if that's not serving you anymore, right? Go back to that quote of like, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? Sometimes those five people in our past, they served a need for that version of who we were, and they no longer serve who you are today. And that's a really, really difficult conversation. I actually had a friend recently email me, and I had so much respect for this email. It was a difficult one, I'm sure, for them to send. And they said, hey, you know what? I'm just recognizing that in this next stage of growth for me, this group of friends that we were all kind of part of, I don't think this is actually serving me for where I hope to go. And I think I just need to kind of create some break, some distance. And so she asked if she could not have me actually invite her to different gatherings and potlucks and things I was doing, which some people might take that as like a big personal slap. And I saw it as this huge growth. It's like, wow, you're able to identify the people that you want to be surrounded by and to recognize that this group right now is not serving that, right? And that happened to be the group that I was a part of for her. And so I think that is such a big growth if you can identify that and actually act on it. And that is a difficult thing. I'm sure for her to send that email was not easy, but I had so much respect for it, and I hope her the best in the next group of five people that they can find. So
I'm fascinated that she communicated that directly with you, because I think a lot of people wouldn't necessarily verbalize that need and they would just slowly cut you off, you know, one by one. It's awkward. You don't break up with friends usually. And this isn't necessarily a breakup, but it's definitely, Hey, let's have some space and distance.
Right. I mean, having clarity of intention, I think, is so critical. And then being able to communicate that. And I think if anything concerns me as I look ahead at the next 10 years is people don't communicate those pathways that they're on. And oftentimes because it's really difficult, right? We forget that communication is really, really critical. It's okay to not know what you're doing, to explore curiosities in life, to not have your passion figured out, but don't let that be a reason not to communicate to the people in your life, right? And I'd way rather have somebody communicate clearly saying, hey, this is not a relationship that I need right now. It's not bringing the value that is helping me grow into the person I want to be. Right? That takes a lot of guts to be able to say that, but that's so much better than simply ghosting someone, right? And I think that's our default behavior right now.
So in listening back to this clip, I had so many thoughts. First of all, we change over the course of our life. That's inevitable, right? And sometimes people grow in different directions. That can happen in friendships. It can happen in relationships. And that's okay. It happens. I think a big thing is understanding that as our interests adapt, as our lifestyle changes over time, sometimes we may not align with the people that we were once close with. And sometimes that can be really awkward. And it might not take someone moving away from a city that you live in for you to lose touch. It might truly just be this gradual shift as you continue to grow up. And I think what's so interesting here, and one of my biggest takeaways from what Spud was saying, is that I think it's important for us to be constantly reevaluating not only the person that we are, but the person we want to become, where we're going in life. And sometimes that can lead you to want to be surrounded by different people. And I think also just being conscious of your relationships and what they bring to the table. It's not a competition per se, evaluating relationships against each other, but at the same time, it's really important to be cognizant of what different relationships are bringing to the table and how they make you feel. I know for me personally, it's been really important recently to surround myself with people who challenge me and don't just constantly validate me. So I love surrounding myself, and I'm noticing that my close friends recently have been people that really understand who I am and can lovingly encourage me to make changes in my life that will allow me to be the happiest version of myself. And those conversations with friends often are difficult at times, but they make me feel so fulfilled and inspired to be the best version of who I am. And I find myself trusting those people more. I appreciate their honesty. And sometimes you just have different dynamics with different people, and you only have so much time in a day, so it's important to be very intentional about what relationships you're investing in. But one thing that I'm really reevaluating after my conversation with Spud is there a way to communicate with someone and just address the elephant in the room when you're starting to grow apart? It's probably really awkward and uncomfortable, and I'm honestly not sure how I feel about it. But I do think there's a way to communicate it without personally attacking someone, and to frame it as, you have different interests or desires or needs in your life, and I do think that someone would respect that honesty. I would, but I'm just not sure how to go about saying it. So if anyone has any insight, please feel free to share. And so now we're going to move into the final clip from my conversation with Spud. I was asking him about moving to a new city and my apprehensions about that. How do I make friends in a new city? How do I find my fit in a new environment? And how do I build a community around me that I'm excited about? It's definitely very daunting when you're moving to a new place, but I love the advice that Spud shared.
As a community builder now in my current work, I think the secret question that I always ask somebody at the end of any meeting that I have with them is, who's the next person in your world that I should talk to next? And it's such a simple frame, like, who's the next person that you think I would really enjoy having a conversation with? And that is an effective way to build a community, right? Is like, you're just asking somebody after you've met with them, like, yeah, we had a really great conversation. We hit it off on some different interest areas. Who's the next person?
I really like this advice, and I'd never thought about it this way, but I think a powerful way to build community and make friends in a new city is to simply ask people for who they think that you would get along well with. Sometimes it could even be someone who you know has friends in the city that you're moving to. It could be a friend from back home, a friend from college. Ask them to introduce you. Sometimes it's a little bit awkward, and it can feel like a first date in a weird way when you're meeting that person, but I think it's a powerful way for you to utilize your networks to build community. And sometimes if you trust someone's opinion or you think that you would vibe with the same types of people, it can be really effective in having mutual friends that you can hang out with, literally build a friend group. You have that power as long as you ask the question of, hey, I had a great conversation with you. Do you have anyone that you think I could connect with or anyone that you think I would vibe well with? And whether that could be one-on-one or in a group setting, I think it's a powerful way for you to find a community wherever you're going. All right, so that's it for this episode. Please let me know what you thought about it. I know it's a little bit different. I usually like having guests on these episodes and talking with them, but I wanted to try this out and just see how it's received. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you will tune in for another episode of Navigating Your 20s next week. Thanks so much.